we stand. Every shark team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Say, have you ever wondered just what happens when a student pilot goes up for a flight with his instructor? Well, here's an imaginary scene that ought to give you a pretty good idea. Flying at 2,000 feet above open country are Bill Tracy and his instructor. The instructor speaks into a small microphone just after Bill completes a steep turn.
Pretty bad, Bill. Pretty bad. Dropped the nose on that turn and came out diving. Now try another steep turn to the right. Use plenty of engine. No good, Bill. No good. Better give it up for the day. Take her in for a landing. Cut your engine directly over the field and don't make your glide too steep.
A few minutes later on the ground, Bill and his instructor are standing by the hangars talking.
Bill, you're slipping. When you first started, we thought you'd be just about the best young pilot around here.
Gosh, I can't figure it out.
I think I know what's wrong, Bill. You're a born flyer, but you're not making the best of your natural ability.
What do you mean?
I mean you're not in physical shape to do a good job. You know, flying's a pretty tough job sometimes. You got to be on your toes every second. And if you're not in good shape, well, you better keep your feet right on the ground.
Gee, I don't want to quit flying.
Well, here's a piece of advice that might do a lot for you, Bill. Follow a regular year-round training program. One like Jack Armstrong's set of personal training rules. Get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Keep clean. Eat a breakfast of champions every morning.
Say, that sounds easy.
It is easy, Bill. And say, if you've ever tasted Wheaties with milk in your favorite fruit, I think you'll agree that rule number 3 puts you right on the beam for a lot of mighty fine eating.
Boy, I've tried a breakfast of champions, and I'm for it 100%. It's about the best doggone breakfast dish I've ever tasted.
Then you better start training today, Bill.
Yes, no matter what you're doing, going to school, taking an active part in sports, flying, or just about anything else, training is mighty important. Why not start with your own Jack Armstrong training program tomorrow morning with a big bowl of Wheaties and milk topped off with your favorite fruit? And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Where'd he go?
He went this way.
I don't see him.
Where is he?
Exciting things are happening on deck of the schooner Spindrift, anchored in Manila Harbor. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim have come aboard their schooner at night and caught the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Chapatto, in the act of stealing a little box which Uncle Jim had hidden. This little box contains a chart in a luminous ring which Uncle Jim needs to locate a quantity of valuable uranium lost in the Sulu Sea. Dr. Chapatto has slipped the box to his accomplice, Michelle, who promptly disappeared on deck in the darkness. Now, while Uncle Jim is holding Chapatto near the main cabin, Jack and Billy and Betty are frantically looking around the deck for Michelle. Listen.
Jumping crickets, Jack. He's not on my side of the deck. I've been over every foot of it.
I don't see Michelle anywhere on my side either, Billy. But we know he can't be far away.
If only it weren't so dark. I wish that destroyer in the harbor would point a searchlight this way.
Gosh, yes. If we didn't want anybody to see us, I'll bet you that searchlight would just drown us in light.
Have you found him yet, Jack?
Not yet, Uncle Jim. But we know he can't be far away.
It's too bad the chart and ring are in the little box. If they weren't, we could see the ring shining in the dark.
Well, we aren't getting anywhere this way. Let's stop looking for a moment and use our heads.
Oh, suits me, Jack. Our eyes aren't much good anyway in this darkness.
We know he's not on deck here. We know he couldn't get below because everything up this way is locked up.
Then he must have gone overboard, Jack.
No, Betty, he couldn't have. We didn't give him enough time to slip overboard quietly. And if he jumped overboard, we'd have heard him. He's not on deck. He's not below. He's not in the water. Say, there's only one place he could be.
Where's that,
Where?
Jack?
He's up in the rigging somewhere.
Jumping chimney. Of course he is. He must be.
Oh, why didn't we think of it sooner?
We're not too late, Betty. If he climbed up in the rigging, he's still there.
He must have climbed up the shrouds of the foremast, Jack. He went up to Ratlin's.
Wait, I've got my pocket flashlight with me. Here it is. Now we'll see if he's up in the rigging.
I don't see him in the shrouds anywhere.
Flash it up the mast, Jack.
see if he's climbed up to the masthead.
That's probably where he is, all the way up the mast.
I don't see him up there. Oh, yes, I do, too. There he is, Jack, astride the spreader.
Maybe he'll come down and give us the chart and ring now that he knows we see him.
I'll call to him. Michelle, we see you. You'd better come down.
He's not making a move, Billy.
Jack, if he doesn't come down, you and Billy had better go up after him. I'll see that Geppetto doesn't pull any more tricks.
We'll give him one more chance, Billy. Then if he doesn't come down, we'll go up after him. Are you going to come down, Michelle? Or shall we come up and get you?
He won't say anything, Jack. He's just staying there like a flagpole sitter.
We've got to go after him, Billy. Here, Betty, you take my flashlight. I won't need it up there.
No, all right, Jack. I'll keep it shining on the mast so you and Billy can see.
I'll go up the port shrouds, Jack. You take the starboard side. Then he can't get away.
He can slide down the mast if he's got the nerve.
Oh, I'll yell for Uncle Jim if I see him sliding down, Jack.
Uncle Jim has to hold Geppetto, Betty. If Michelle slides down, you stand to one side, because Billy and I will be sliding down after him like greased lightning.
Say, Jack, suppose he throws the box with the ring and the chart overboard.
Yeah, you'll have to keep a watch out for that, Betty. If he throws it overboard, you flash your light on the water. I'll dive in after.
Okay.
Come on, Billy. Up we go.
Don't go up ahead of me, Jack. If he wants to play rough, we'd better both be up with him at the same time. There, I'm up as high as you are now.
We'll go up together, Billy.
Okay.
He's a slippery customer. Be careful when we get up there.
You bet I'll be careful. I don't want to tumble head first down to the deck.
If we have to tussle with him, Billy, do it with one hand. Hold on with the other hand and hold on tight.
I'll do that, Jack. If I fall to the deck, you can just bet your boots he'll fall with me.
Well, that won't help you any. Look at him, Billy. He sees us coming up after him.
He's got that box in his hand. Do you suppose that he's going to throw it overboard?
If he does, I'll dive in after it.
But it's a metal box, Jack. It'll sink.
No, it won't. It's airtight.
There. We're almost there, Jack. Oh, look. He's standing on the spreader now.
Keep your head up, Billy. There's no telling what he'll do.
He's crouching low. He's about to do something.
Hurry up, Billy. He's getting ready to jump overboard. We've got to get to him before he does.
There he goes, Jack. Oh, baby, what a dive. He cleared the rail by a good 2 feet.
He's got the chart and ring with him, Billy. We've got to get him. I'm going to slide down the mast. You follow me, quick. Here I go.
Are you all right, Jack?
Come on, Billy.
Here I come. Watch out below. Oh, jumping, Jiminy, did I burn up my hands? Where is he, Jack?
He hasn't come up yet, Billy.
He's still underwater, Billy. Look, the water's phosphorescent. You can see him underwater. See? See that churning mass of greenish light? That's where he's swimming underwater.
We've got to go after him, Jack. Hey, wait a minute. Here's Uncle Jim.
What happened, Jack? Did Michelle dive overboard?
He dove overboard from the top of the mast, Uncle Jim. He's still underwater. See him swimming away from the schooner?
It's a good thing the water is phosphorescent. We'd never see him except for that.
Billy and I are going after him in the skiff, Uncle Jim. Come on, Billy.
I'm untying the skiff now, Jack.
Go and get him, Jack. I've got to stay here with Geppetto.
Where is Geppetto, Uncle Jim? Is he loose?
I tied him up, but I didn't have time to do a very good job. I'm going back to him now. Jack, it's up to you and Billy. You've got to get that chart and ring back.
We'll get it back, Uncle Jim. Is the skiff untied, Billy?
Yeah, hop in, Jack, but hurry or we'll lose him.
See you later, Uncle Jim. And I'll have that chart and ring with me, too. I'll take the oars, Billy. Push her off.
Okay. She's all clear, Jack.
Sharp lookout, Billy. If he gets too far away, we'll never find him.
I can't see him, Jack. I can't see him anywhere.
He's probably come up for air and isn't moving. When he starts to swim again, we'll see him. We'll see the light he makes in the water.
Gosh, we ought to be pretty close to him now, Jack.
Not yet, Billy. He was swimming like a fish.
There, Jack. I think I see him. Pull on your right oar. He's over this way.
Don't lose him, Billy. Am I hitting right?
Jumping crickets. I've lost him now. Pull faster, Jack. We'll catch up with him.
He is trying to get back to Geppetto's schooner.
There he is, Jack. Straight ahead. He's underwater again. There. I can see the phosphorescent light.
Don't lose him this time, Billy. He may cut to the right or the left.
He's come up for air now. I think he sees us.
We'll be up with him in a jiffy. Hope he still has that box with him.
Oh, we're getting close to him, Jack. He's gone underwater again. Gee, Whittaker, can he swim?
He can't swim as fast as we can row. We'll be at him in a second.
Oh, gosh, I've lost him again, Jack. I can't see him at all.
He probably went deep, Billy. He's bound to come up to the surface in a minute.
Stop rowing for a minute, Jack. He may be backtracking on us.
Okay, Billy. We'll both look for him when he comes up.
Gosh, he's got to come up soon, Jack. He can't stay underwater forever.
But if he doesn't come up near us, we won't see him.
Jack, there's a light moving about and a black shark. I bet Lazaro and Blackbeard are back on Geppetto's schooner by this time.
Never mind about them, Billy. Our first job is to recover the chart and ring. Keep your eyes glued on the water.
Look, Jack, close to the boat, over to the right.
I see him, Billy. He's coming up. He's stirring up the phosphorescent light again.
Pull over there, Jack, quick. When he comes up, I'll grab him.
He's coming up, Billy. If he has the box in his hand, grab that first.
Oh, you bet I'll grab it first.
Hold it, Jack, hold it. He's coming up right near you, Billy. And he's got the box in his hand. See how it stirs up the light?
I'll get him, Jack. Here he comes.
Oh, it's too
much. Good, Billy. Don't let him get away. Don't let him drop it. Hold on to it.
Oh, gosh, he got away, Jack. Michelle's away.
Did you get the box, Billy?
No. I just had hold of it for an instant. Then he jerked it loose. Watch him now, Jack. Watch him.
I see him. He's swimming underwater. He won't stay under long. He hasn't much breath.
There. He's up again for air. Now after him, Jack. Oh, shucks. He's going under again, Jack. But I can see him plainly now.
Won't get away next time, Billy. We'll both haul him in.
Jack. Look, what's that?
Where, Billy?
Underneath the water. See that streak of phosphorescent light?
It's a shark, Billy, and it's after Michelle.
Gee, my nutty Jack, he won't have a chance.
He sees the shark, Billy. See, he's turning in the water.
He's trying to swim back to us, Jack. Pull, pull, we've got to get to him.
He'll never get to us.
Oh, wait, look, he's pulling something out of his belt.
It's a knife, Billy. He's going to fight off the shark.
But he won't have a chance.
He may have a chance. An expert diver can fight off a shark with a knife.
The shark is almost to him, Jack. Oh, golly, it'll get him.
Watch him, Billy. Watch how he twists in the water.
Oh, baby, the shark missed him.
But he didn't miss the shark. He stabbed it.
Michelle, come into the top, Jack. Stand by now. I'll haul him in.
Here he is. But he better hurry. The shark is coming back.
Okay. There, I've got him, Jack.
Help him. Come on, Michelle. Get in.
Get in.
Get in.
Hurry. Pull in.
There you are. He's in, Billy.
Oh.
He's safe.
Golly. Gee, just look at that shark go flying by. That was a mighty close shave.
Has he got the box with the chart and ring, Billy?
Yeah, he's got it. Oh, look. He's giving it to me.
You, Jake, you, my friend, you saved my life.
Well, you just bet I'll take it. It's ours anyway.
I'm sorry. I tried to steal from you. Me, your friend, now.
How can you be our friend? You work for Chapado.
You saved me from shark. Me, your friend. But you no tell chief. He beat me if you do.
Oh, we won't let him beat you, Michelle. Hey, Jack, what's happening? It's so bright all of a sudden.
The destroyer is sweeping the harbor with its searchlight, Billy. It's on us.
Jack, look, there's a skiff full of men. I can see it in the light. They're almost on us.
It must be Lazaro and Blackbeard, Billy, and some of the crew of the Black Shark.
They see us, Jack. They're heading for us.
Give me the chart and ring, Billy. Michelle, you say you're our friend. Well, now's your chance to prove it.
Listen to Blackbeard sing his pirate song. You know what that means. It means trouble ahead for somebody. But Jack and Billy have made a valuable friend when they saved Michelle from the shark. Now it's his chance to help them. So listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Chart and Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. If you go for good things to eat, here's an idea for a swell after-school lunch. Just hike out into the kitchen and reach for that big orange and blue Wheaties package. For a man-sized helping into a bowl, add milk and your favorite fruit, and you've got it. The best-tasting afternoon lunch I know. Try Wheaties tomorrow afternoon the minute you get home from school and see if I'm not right.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of our bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boy.